pro-life Democrat county official threatened with ejection from party. By Dr. Susan Berry on June 25, 2020. An Ohio Democrat Party county official has threatened a fellow Democrat with ejection from the party, condemning his pro-life tweet as racist and sexist. In his tweet Friday, Hamilton County Auditor Dusty Rhodes suggested the words Black Lives Matter should be painted in front of a building he referenced as abortion provider Planned Parenthood. Just wondering when they are going to paint Black Lives Matter on Auburn Avenue. You know, in front of that building where they terminate black lives and white ones, too, almost every day of the week, he wrote. That tweet drew the ire of Hamilton County Democrat Chairwoman Gwen McFarlane, who released a statement calling Rhodes' comment racist and sexist, and said she will not condone his behavior any longer. I condemn this comment, which I would not expect from an elected official, let alone a democratically endorsed elected official, McFarlane said. His offensive comments are aimed at black, brown, and other marginalized groups as well as women. The Democratic Party supports the Black Lives Matter movement and women's reproductive rights. McFarlane continued that Rhodes' comments have been a source of concerns for other Democrats as well. I will bring options to the Hamilton County Democratic Party officers, including a resolution launching a formal censure process and a resolution declaring that we will not support his re-election and plan to endorse a Democrat for auditor who shares our values, she said. Ohio Democrat Party Chairman David Pepper supported McFarlane's condemnation of Rhodes' tweet. Rhodes holds a number of opinions that today's far-left Democrat Party cannot tolerate, including his pro-life views. According to the Cincinnati Inquirer, Rhodes was first elected in 1990 and is now the longest-serving Democrat remaining in office. Rhodes responded to McFarlane's rant on Twitter, stating he found her characterization of his views as sexist and racist deeply offensive. He also observed the chairwoman had been aware of his pro-life views when she sought his endorsement for her own political campaigns. In spite of her disagreement with me on this issue, I gave her my full support each time, he tweeted. In addition, he noted the county Democrat Party knew he was pro-life when they asked him to run for auditor back in 1990. They knew it when I was endorsed in 2018, he wrote. They knew it when I won with almost two-thirds of the vote. Rhodes also made clear his thoughts about Twitter's selective censorship of posts to its social media platform. Rhodes diverges substantially from the Democrats of today. He retweets comments from Charlie Kirk, founder of the conservative Turning Point USA, conservative author Dinesh D'Souza, and conservative actor James Woods, and even President Donald Trump.